Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. What would you say if you were to make a distinction between the generous people you've met? What marks their life that's different from those who maybe would be hoarders and kind of fear-based managers when it comes to finances?
I get to see this all the time. And sometimes I think the world is divided into two classes. One group of people where their money owns them, and the other group of people who clearly own their money, and they demonstrate that every day by giving it away. And if you want to assert control over something, particularly like money, which is such an idol in our culture, you want to assert management, you want to assert control, give it away. And I see people who have derived so much more joy from giving something away than by owning it. They can't wait to give away more stuff.
You know, Scripture's so clear about this. You know, he who sows generously reaps generously. Store up for yourself treasures in heaven. I mean, Scripture says store up there where moth and rust can't destroy. There's something that's so powerful. When you sow your treasure into heaven, I think it loosens your grasp of things on earth. They become less important. I mean, you still want to be a good steward, but it's like, I don't know, the little things don't get to you like they normally would. I'd love to know for you, Chuck, when did God start grabbing hold of your heart for issues of generosity and then issues of justice?
When people ask me what I do, I tell them that I'm a recovering lawyer. And so before coming to work for IJM and working in the nonprofit world, I spent a dozen, 15 years in private practice of law. And a lot of the work I did at the end of my career was in estate planning and really helping people get their resources together and asking people to make some really difficult decisions on what they wanted to do in distributing all of their stuff. And so I got to watch some extremely smart people with a great heart for the Lord do some incredibly sacrificial and creative things with their resources that made me go home at night and really reexamine how I looked at my stuff. And so as I've been working in the developing world and I see how far a dollar goes, Susan and I work for an organization, IJM. Our full-time attorneys in Cambodia earn $10,000 a year. If you want to have great impact with your giving, the developing world is where you can have an enormous amount of impact with the amount of money that we here in the United States would think of as pocket change. So the combination of working with people who have, you know, great hearts of generosity, and then seeing how the impact of some effective, smart gifts have in the lives of people halfway across the world, that's what got me.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.